This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters responded with bricks and bottles during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday as several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected Triad gang members last week. We get more from Reuters correspondent Anna Bevin.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
Reuters correspondent Anna Bevin. Eight senior military officers are expected to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity for their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. The report found security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the camp, not the sit-in itself. Prosecutors put the death toll in the resulting violence at 87. Protesters say that 127 people were killed. Protest leaders late Saturday called the report a form of shock to the Sudanese street and the regional and international community. This is VOA News. Russian police detained hundreds of people on Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. We get details from Jonah Green of Reuters.
Protesters rallied in the street calling for opposition candidates to be registered for local elections in Moscow, which they have been barred from. Jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny had called for the protest near the Moscow's mayor office to pressure authorities to allow candidates to run in the September 8th vote. But authorities called the protest illegal. They say candidates were prohibited from running because they had failed to collect enough signatures, an allegation the opposition rejects as false. The protest campaign is also intended to raise the heat on Russia's tightly controlled political system at a time when President Vladimir Putin's rating has dropped after years of falling incomes.
Reuters correspondent Jonah Green. U.S. President Donald Trump hit out Saturday at a prominent African-American congressman who's been a strong critic of the president's handling of the migration crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that Trump's comments were racist attacks. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Representative Elijah Cummings chairs the House Oversight Committee, which is conducting multiple investigations into the president's governmental dealings. In a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump called Cummings a brutal bully after the congressman's public tongue-lashing of top Homeland Security officials over conditions for migrants detained along the southern border. Trump says the border is clean and well-run, but calls Cummings' majority black Baltimore district a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess, accusing the congressman of ignoring it. In his own tweet, Cummings notes that he goes home to his district every day and says while it's his constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, it's his moral duty to fight for his constituents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two separate attacks. Six soldiers died when militants across the Afghan border fired on a military patrol in North Waziristan. Four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Balochistan province.
Dragon is over the pin. And Dragon is captured. That's 8:11 a.m.
A SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,200 kilograms of research, supplies, and hardware was installed onto the International Space Station Saturday. It is SpaceX's 18th contracted commercial resupply mission. Dragon is scheduled to remain attached to the space station for about a month. NASA officials said it will then return to Earth for a Pacific Ocean splashdown, bringing a variety of science samples for researchers to study. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA1, the Voice of America.